Okay, you might want to get close to your radio.
My deal is we can have an honest conversation where both sides have some issues.
I love it.
I want to officially welcome you to News One Now with Roland Martin.
Just what you thought, we had shown you all of the Essence Fest at the offer. We're hitting you with another hour special. I told you all this event was massive. We're bringing you more fun and more stars. This time, we caught up with Kiki Palmer, Dietrich Hatton, Megan Good and Devon Franklin, David and Tamla Mann, Raheem Devon, Avery Sunshine, Flex Alexander, and Shawnice. And folks, that's not all. Morris Chestnut tells us about his new thriller, The Perfect Guy. Plus, Demetria McKinney shows off her very own ascot. Really, Demetria? Really? Plus, up-and-coming New Orleans hip-hop artist D1 breaks down his mission to bring a positive edge to hip-hop. So brace yourself for a jam-packed hour of fun, fun, and more fun. And it's time to bring the funk on this Essence Fest special part two. The McDonald's 365 Black Awards celebrates the achievements of African Americans in philanthropy, business, entertainment, and more. The awards show is a big part of Essence Fest every year, and before showtime, I always make sure I hit the gold carpet and have a little fun with some of my favorite celebrities. Plus, I'm also a 2008 McDonald's 365 Black honoree. He got the polka dots down.
And this man killed a bird for this right here. We're calling Peter on him.
Look, go on right ahead. I'm good with it. So I'm going to have to match up the crown now with the ascot?
I got the crowns coming to match up the ascot for you, brother.
Okay.
You have exquisite taste, so we got to do something very, very exquisite.
So I'm going to have to get me a Raheem Devon crown to go with the ascot and the feather pocket square.
And there it is.
Okay, all right. Wait till we hook that thing up.
Love life.
All right, baby. I appreciate it, baby. Right. Oh, Lord. Okay.
I listened to y'all's interview. I had to, because y'all some of my favorite people, so I had to do that.
Y'all, we got to make this interview real quick, because her probation officer allowed her to only come, and she got to be here before noon.
He's not holy, but we love him anyway. We have to love the sinners too.
Look at here. Somebody went shopping. Somebody went shopping. Y'all, come on. Y'all gotta look big. He is coordinated. Jeff is coordinated. The shoes, the belt. Bam! Hey. Oh man!
I do all right.
I
was gonna do an ascot, but then I found out you were gonna be here. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't get an ascot with Rome.
What? You could. What's her name?
Malika.
What's her name? She got them Poetic Justice braids on.
Justice
brains up. Come on. This is spoken word.
Right now, your life may be a little lonely, but when you put God first in everything you do, you know, it's like, what is this?
What's up with them damn shades?
These are prescription, baby. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm just trying to see. That's all it is.
He's talking about black people. Let me tell you something. This dude, you guys know what Periscope is? This dude is on Periscope.
You're on Periscope right now.
Okay, so you see what I'm saying? Look. Periscope. Who's his?
I'm gonna get on it right now.
This dude will be in his car playing music and literally driving and covering himself on Periscope, driving, singing.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Black folks.
Your plane trip here was extra black.
My plane was extra black. I was on the plane with Charlie Wilson, as I tweeted and you responded to. And yes, I mean, it was like a herd of brothers and sisters running to him. And then everybody else was like, who's that? And then I said, well, Charlie Wilson. And it's like, didn't he die? Because they're thinking of Charlie Wilson, the politician from Texas.
Yes,
like
the congressman.
Right. But I said, no, this is Uncle Charlie. Like, are you unaware who Charlie Wilson is? Well, apparently people are.
The nod, you got it down now, right? It's going to be 500,000 black people here. You got the nod, right?
I have a smile and bump.
Let me see it. Like, see, there you go. You've been practicing.
I have been. You made me practice. I've been practicing.
Okay. All right. I'll see you. Holla at you.
Oh, my God. Roland Martin. Is this News One Now? My favorite news show ever?
Now, when you come on, are you going to talk some news stuff? Because it can't just be all comedy.
No, I like to do weather and stuff like that. I'm real big on the weather scene. You must... I'm the low-key underground weather girl.
Okay, well, I will create a weather forecast just for you to do when you're on the show.
I'll do my own. It's stormy with a chance of rain and a slippery when wet, you know, all that type of stuff.
He's the only preacher sporting a conch in the pulpit and on stage. Up next, Preachers of L.A. standout Dietrich Hatton chats with me about fashion, his new music, and Creflo Dollar's infamous airplane controversy. I'm Roland Martin, and you're watching the Essence Fest special on TV One.
We need to try to get Creflo on the show.
That would be dope.
Him and his plane.
But I think I don't have a problem with the plane, actually. Everybody have a problem because he told you where the money is going. What about all these pastors and preachers you're giving the money to? He ain't telling you where the money going.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin. Roland Martin.
Hey, this is Raheem Devon, the Love King here. Roland, I just want to give you a few fashion tips. I mean, I love the ascots. I love the feather and the crease. But brother, you can't have one or the other without a crown. You got to get yourself a crown, man. Once you get yourself a crown, it's gonna take your style to a whole nother level. You understand what I'm talking about, brother? Get yourself a crown, all right?
Dietrich Hatton is one of the most notable figures in gospel music and also a bit flamboyant. With hits like He's Able and Great God, he's been a trailblazer for contemporary gospel music. But the man is more than music. When I caught up with him at Essence Fest, we talked about his upcoming season of Preachers of L.A., his fashion choices, plus his take on the Creflo Dollar airplane controversy. What's up, Doc?
Rolling.
What's going on?
It's all about the ascot.
Okay, Oscar, come on.
No, it's all okay. About the ascot.
Come on, Lucius. Come on, Lucius Lyon.
I know you ain't talking.
Oh, yeah, I am talking. Because I saw you yesterday. I said, hold up. I said, he got the hair and the leather pants.
Come on now.
In New Orleans, where it's 98 degrees.
You know, that's for stage. You know, you go on stage, you got to bring that flavor. You know what I'm saying?
So you had a fan down there.
But I went up there long enough. I have problems. You know, I'm a big fan of old school, like James Brown, Frankie Lyman. And Pompadour, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a culture where you can be free and express yourself, man. So that's where I am with it. You see how you doing?
Well, you know,
come on, man.
Come on, now, go down.
Lime green and pink.
Well, you know, everybody ain't got swagger.
Everybody ain't got it. Everybody, don't y'all try this at home. Don't try it at home. Only folks with swag
right.
Ain't got confidence.
You know, Doc, what you got? What you working on? What you got?
What am I doing? Preachers of L.A. is coming back for third season in August, so we're getting ready to shoot that. For everybody been asking, when y'all coming back with this show? So we're coming back with that.
Does anybody have a Creflo $65 million plane?
You know what? We need to try to get Creflo on the show. That would be dope.
Him and his plane.
But I think I don't have a problem with the plane, actually. Everybody have a problem because he told you where the money is going. What about all these pastors and preachers you giving the money to? He ain't telling you where the money going.
See, here's my whole deal. The mistake was, look, raise the money, just buy the plane. So some things you don't have to send a press release out about.
Well, he got to send it out to his partners so they can give the money. It's really simple. You got a house, a block full of houses. You're trying to buy a house. This house costs this much money. This house costs that much money. And if you have taste, you're going to say, well, I like this house, but it costs the most money. So if I can get enough donations for that one, maybe I can have the best. And then that's what he did. It's but no
you,
big deal.
Right, I got you. But you can't have somebody riding a bus saying, well, I'm a...
But I think Creflo has been blessing people all over the world. He has things in place for the homeless, feeding the hungry. He's been doing that for years. So you can't say the man's not doing the job.
But you know what I'm going to do? If I'm going to get on your plane, I want to ride.
Come on now.
Come on. Like, you're going to put me down for a ride.
I do agree with that.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's right. All right, look.
When
he's
I'm
like,
stranded.
Right. If I'm putting in, look, some between now and ever, you're right. Going to put me down there for a ride.
The crazy thing is, will any of the saints of the church be able to ride in the plane ever? That's a question you got to ask yourself before you ask people, could they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because those people are entitled to be able to ride on that plane if they ever need it. So, and that's if you were to say, hey, if you ever need this plane for emergencies only,
right,
you may be able to use it.
Right, emergency, like I need to get down to Essence Fest.
That ain't no emergency. That you just trying to go on vacation. That ain't no.
All right, so you got shows coming up. What else you got?
You got a new record coming out on E1, brand new single coming out, and it's going to be amazing, man. I want you to hear this song. It's called Restore Me Again. I got another song called Under Control. God has everything under control. And I was just speaking to what was going on in our culture right now with the Charleston, South Carolina, the Baltimore situation. You know, you name it across the board. People need to know that I don't care how crazy it gets, God has everything under control, because there's nothing that happens to us that has caught God by surprise. And that's the truth of the matter. God knew exactly what would happen at this particular time. So if he allows us to go through it, there's an outcome in this situation. So we have to seek the outcome of the situation. So people, be encouraged wherever you are. Y'all be encouraged, man. It's going to be all right.
All right. Well, I appreciate
yes,
it. Don't be encouraged enough to try this hairstyle. Yeah. Everybody can't do it.
Watch everybody try it.
Everybody,
I'm a trendsetter. Y'all know.
Follow me.
Fry your hair for a minute. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Don't worry about what folks think. Y'all see my man right here, Roland. Y'all, that's all we do.
Rock that,
we black men, too. Don't worry about it.
But do not get that conk.
Next, we're catching up with some of Hollywood's coolest couples. Flex Alexander and Shaunice chat with me about their reality show. Megan Good and Devon Franklin talk about maintaining a healthy marriage. And I find out if David and Tamela Mann followed Roland's rules when they visited the White House for the gospel performance. Folks, you're watching the Essence Fest special on News One Now on TV One.
So,
why are we with you, Roland?
Because I need to know that y'all follow Roland's rules at the White House.
Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, you stood us up.
Yeah, Roland.
We here.
We at.
We here.
Yeah, I saw you in your nice pink jacket. And
yeah, your ascot. It was hot.
You was getting it popping.
It was hot.
You was getting it popping, Roland.
We wanted to stand next to it. We wanted to feel the power of the pink suit. We really did. And we missed
it. But we're going to let you get away with this time. Because we know
just this once.
We know you might be out there.
Because
you know,
your Twitter account is awesome. That's the only reason. Because your Twitter rocks.
All right. This show rocks. TV One. Roland Martin, we love y'all. We thank y'all. We appreciate y'all for supporting Kindred the Family Soul, supporting the community,
yes,
doing all of the positive work that you do, covering all of the great news stories that you cover,
yes,
and being a vehicle for so many artists like ourselves,
yes,
to come on to a show that actually is about the news.
Yes.
And do a little something every now and then. So
indeed.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
We love you. Even though you stood us up.
It's often been said that teamwork makes the dream work. Well, we spent some time with two of the hottest couples in entertainment while they were working the Essence Fest. Flex Alexander and Shaunice, along with Devon Franklin and Megan Good. And let's just say these couples certainly keep very busy. Flex and Shaunice are shaking things up with their new reality series on the OWN Network. And of course, Devon and Megan are making their book writing businesses work while Megan preps for her new Fox television series.
We came to Essence Fest today for a variety of things. You know, we have a panel we're doing with Shaunice and Flex, you know, all about love, which we're really excited about.
My number one rule in being in Hollywood is you don't date actresses. Because they're crazy, all of them. And so when God was like, yo, this is your wife, I said, man, come on now. You've got to be kidding me. And I had to really, I know it sounds crazy, but I had to exercise a whole lot of faith, because what he had for me was in a package I did not want.
We're here talking about the book. We're here book signing. Also here for Minority Report, which is my new show at Fox. It's a reboot of Steven Spielberg's original movie with Tom Cruise. My character is a lot like the Tom Cruise character, a cop fighting for justice, wanting to change the world, wanting to, you know, live in her purpose. And an incredible cast, Sark Sands, Wilmer Valderrama. I mean, it's just, it's a dream come true role for me, because I get to do action, but I get to be strong, but I also get to be vulnerable. And then it's sci-fi, it takes place in 2065, so it's just, it's such a blessing, and it's something I prayed for, and God delivered it in a year, and I was just like, mind blown, so I'm really excited.
We're just glad to be here. Essence is like the thing every year that we always want to try to get to, so we're glad we made it this year.
But also here for the festivities.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Just to be in the beautiful state of Louisiana, and, you know.
My book is produced by Faith, you know, which I wrote a few years back, and really wanted to inspire this generation to not compromise who they are and to continue to pursue success while still preserving their identity. And it's been a book that has really touched so many lives, been an answer to prayer.
I was praying and praying and praying and praying, and I wasn't praying about a relationship or a husband or anything. That was actually the last thing on my mind. I was praying about, what do I do next, Lord? And he just said to me in a quiet voice, and I could feel it, and I could also just feel the Holy Spirit present, and I just heard him say, Demond's your husband.
In February, we released our book together called The Wait. And it's all about how to find the love of your life without compromising your integrity along the way.
I had to say, okay, God, I have to trust that you put who she is in the right package, because you know who I am.
I mean, the bottom line is that the marriage has to be the priority. Everything else is secondary to the marriage. And so we keep that first, and we
Absolutely.
Focus on each other. We support each other. We encourage each other, influence, inspire. So
just be flexible. You've got to be flexible. You know, the more rigid you are, then it's gonna break, right? But the more flexible you are, then you give the relationship a chance to breathe and grow, and that's really important.
So what's happening?
We are excited to be here. We have our new show, our second season on home. So everybody tune in.
Marie! Oh my God.
I can't remember if that's the right way it goes.
But I probably can't. My fingers are swollen. I can't even fit it anymore. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm in shock right now. This is like.
Good job.
And we're just excited to be here to support everybody. And it's just been a great weekend.
My wife blew away the her and Ann Variety with the Marvin Sapp tribute at the 365 Black Awards by McDonald's.
Yes.
It's just,
Smokey Norfolk.
It's just Seventh Streeter. Yeah. I mean, it's just been awesome, man.
You just hit carrying her bags, holding her phone.
That's what
purse.
I'm here for. You know what I mean? I'm just standing there like this, baby. I'm here if you need me. That's it.
It's been such a great week. Can I talk about the food here?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. I probably gained 10 pounds.
Ain't no diets going on here. I done had crawfish, etouffee,
gumbo,
everything's fried, and it's all right. Can you follow a brother maybe back on Instagram?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You ain't follow a brother back.
Well, normally, I have a rule. When people ask me for a follow, that means they big. Also, I go to their timeline to see if they say anything interesting. So
I say a lot of interesting things.
Okay, all right. Here's the thing. I'm going to follow you for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And you're going to be on probation.
Okay.
I'm going to see how you roll for 2 weeks.
All right.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay, and I got to keep watching your golf post.
Because you need to see a good swing.
You are a mess.
You swing from the wrong side of the tee box.
Because I noticed you ain't never posted your stuff on there, because you don't want nobody to see.
Everybody know.
Right. Right. No, everybody know everything you got is Nike.
Okay.
But right, that's what we know.
Okay.
I got to see the two of y'all in the golf
course. Yeah, it's going down.
He don't want none.
He's going to wear his college alma mater, the whole outfit.
It's going to be a little noisy out there, too. There may not be any groups behind. It's going to be a little noisy.
I'm ready, man.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, darling. Appreciate it. All right.
Folks, while I was running around the convention floor at Essence Fest, I ran into one of my favorite couples, David and Tamela Mann. Now, if you remember, Tamela recently performed on TV1's Gospel Tradition at the White House. The day before she hit the White House stage, I gave the man some White House ground rules, or we say Roland's rules. So, you know, when we met up, I had to ask if they followed my instructions. Because I need to know that y'all follow Roland's rules at the White House. So have you met the president before?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, first time.
First lady?
Never met the first lady.
Oh.
I'll be happy to meet him. I mean, you know, I'll be chill.
You be chill?
Yeah, I'll be real chill.
I'm not going to say what's up.
I'm telling you, you should go.
No.
Trust me, I'm telling you, the first lady, she's going to give you a hug.
I'm a hugger.
We are
no,
too.
No, she's a hugger.
Well, I don't, you know.
Yeah, she's
and
a
see, I'm glad you're telling us. See, you can tell us stuff to do.
Right.
Because you walk in and you don't know you're not supposed to hug and you get shot.
What happened?
I got in trouble following your rules. Thank you very much, sir.
But she did get a napkin. I don't know if you're supposed to tell that, but Roland told us to get, like, napkins and whatever we can get from the White House. Take it. And it was from Roland.
Yeah.
So we did get some.
I went in there to take pictures with the people that was working. Cause everybody means something
yes,
to me.
You didn't do that. You remember
and
you said, go
Secret
to the back
Service, and like, ma'am, you're not supposed to be back here. I said, well, my escort say I could. It was like, well, this is off limits. I was like, I'm just saying.
And then I said Roland told us to do it, and they almost took us to jail.
But did y'all finish taking the pictures though?
Yes,
we
But we almost went to jail.
Yeah.
No, we don't need no more black people in jail.
See, y'all forgot.
Oh my God.
Y'all forgot. The president gives pardons.
That's right. He will.
You're so funny.
And I just went in there, but he was so cool. You did tell us he cool. He had swag. He came in. Come on in. Yeah. But see, Michelle was just sweet. She's just cool.
Yeah, she is cool.
You were right. You were right. So he did give us the pointers.
It was a great experience.
Wait, hold up. Did she hug you?
She did hug.
She was a good hugger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you?
I thought, like, well, I said, now, wait a minute, first lady, because she, like, hugged me, too. I said, wait a minute, now, I'm married.
I ain't going to say what I thought. Okay, God bless y'all.
Nah. Did you do the head nod?
What? Uh-uh.
No, he wasn't going to do that. Don't be trying to get my husband in trouble.
What's up, Miss President?
Y'all ain't do that one?
No.
Y'all didn't go 100.
No.
We going to go back. Next time we go back. I'm gonna tell him the story, presidential story.
He's gonna be gone. He's gonna be glad to get out of there.
So you didn't tell the first lady the twerking story?
She cool people.
She almost twerked the other day. I promise you, I almost seen the first. What she did, and she remembered she was the first lady. She started to break, and then she remembered the first lady and just kind of eased it back around.
No, I did not tell the first lady the twerking story. I didn't have time.
Yeah, it was like take the picture and move around. It was a lot of people.
I make no sudden movements. I was walking in like this. I'm going to move my arm now. I'm about to move my other arm. I'm not crazy. They'll bust the cap in me quick.
But it was great, though. It was a great night. Well, I'm going to say something else, but I ain't. You got the camera. No.
What?
Take this out of my face.
What?
I'll say it to you off camera. I love y'all. No, you ain't slick.
See, he always trying to get people to dish the dirt.
He went from being a middle school teacher to being one of this year's most hyped hip-hop artists. New Orleans native D1 chat with us next about how he's winning hip hop over one positive lyric at a time and why his diss song to Kanye West, 50 Cent, and Jay-Z wasn't really a diss song at all. I'm Roland Martin, and you're watching the News 1 Essence Fest special right here on TV1.
I was just basically addressing Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Lil Wayne, saying, yo, y'all are black, y'all are powerful, and y'all are paid. Y'all could really be using this platform y'all have to, you know, initiate some positive change in the community.
Okay, government might have shut down.
Let's end this shutdown right now. Let's put people back to work.
Listen, there's never been a president in our history that did not negotiate over the debt limit. Never. Not once.
But you can count on us. Welcome to News One Now with Roland Martin.
Hi, Mr. Roland Martin. It's your girl, Kim Burrell. Of course, I'll be looking for you behind the stage tomorrow, as I always see you at Essence every year. And I just want to ask one thing. Can I borrow your ascot?
Which one?
I like the yellow one with the little red dots in it.
There's a lot of them.
There's so many. Here's Layla.
Roland, where are you?
I know you're somewhere periscoping because I see you making fish on your periscope. I see you dancing with children on your periscope. You're doing everything except for right here with me and Kim. Where are you, Roland? Where are you? Are you on your periscope somewhere? We're looking for you. Are you scared? You should be. We do love you. Roland, Mr. Roland Martin, we love you and appreciate you. Homeboy, Houston, Texas, I know all about it. We got to talk soon. Well, I'm not on your show. I'm political. He's somewhere periscoping about it right now. Quit scoping and get down here with us. Love you.
Hip-hop artist D1 has had his share of hardships. 10 years ago, the New Orleans native was nearly killed in an armed robbery attempt. And around that same time, he watched Hurricane Katrina ravage his hometown. But in the midst of that adversity, D1 has found his purpose, hip-hop music. By meshing positive lyricism with raw, edgy beats, he's created a sound all his own. And his musical style and positive message have propelled him to stardom, making him one of hip-hop's most promising artists.
When people think of D1, I want them to think of three things. I call it Threes Up, and Threes Up stands for be real, be righteous, be relevant. That's what I represent. So whenever you see me, you ain't even got to speak to me. Just throw them threes up, and I know we're on the same page.
Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent.
What's that?
Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Be real, be righteous, be relevant.
I started doing music as a college student. I went to LSU right up there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I graduated with a degree in marketing. And I was a middle school math teacher a couple of years ago. So while I was teaching school, that's when I realized that there needed to be more balance in hip hop, because you had so many hip hop artists who had these overtly negative, vulgar messages. I just felt like we needed somebody young, hip, and cool who could balance off the scales a little bit and have some positivity, bring some God back to hip hop, you know? And that's what I said I was gonna do. So I quit my job as a teacher. It was tough because I really love my students, but I jumped out here, and here I am a couple years later performing at Essence. I just signed a record deal with RCA Records. You know, it's just wonderful seeing that I've been progressing.
That's why I be like, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us.
Won't you tell them now?
Against us, against us.
They ain't trying to go.
Against us, against us.
So I believe things happen for a reason. And my parents named me David. You know, before I even knew who David was, I didn't realize how bold, how fierce, how courageous David was in the Bible, from slaying Goliath to just being a great leader, you know? So now that I'm grown, I realize that that's where I get my confidence from. It's like a name holds a lot of weight, a whole lot of weight. So that's where the confidence comes from. It comes from within. It comes from my faith in God, and it just comes from my name. I'm David, you hear me? On earth, The one human being who has stood out far and above anyone else in terms of making me feel like the love is completely unconditional is my grandmother. You know, she's my loudest and biggest cheerleader when I'm doing well. When I'm not doing well, she's my number one picker-upper, you know what I mean? And her shoulder has always been there before anyone else. So just seeing that consistently over the years, and this is when she's going through stuff. She having quadruple bypass surgery on her heart at different times. She's a diabetic, all this stuff. But she's always put herself to the back to make sure that I was good, you know, and that's just stood out to me. And I have nothing but the utmost appreciation and respect for that.
I love everybody. I don't like most of them. The main ones you gotta watch be close to you. Black people, we toe up from the floor. Backstabbing, conniving, and plotting. We need to grow up.
Nas, that's my favorite rapper. Nas, Lauryn Hill. Of course, I grew up on New Orleans hip-hop, so No Limit Records, Cash Money Records. You know, if you put all that together, like if Nas was one of the hot boys, that would be D1. Straight up. Straight up. Performing is something that I do very well, and it takes very little effort. You know what I mean? It comes natural. So the fact that it comes natural, but I've been rehearsing, I've put a wonderful show together, a production together, it's gonna come. It's gonna come how it's supposed to. I wanna leave the fans walking away saying D1 had the best performance of the night. Straight up. Straight up. Period.
What up, Jay? What up, Fifth? What up, Weezy? I'm D. I appreciate y'all for having this conversation with me. I know that I'm the brokest person in the room, yo. But money don't matter here because I'm rich with ideas.
So it's called J50 and Weezy. And I was just basically addressing Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Lil Wayne saying, yo, y'all are black, y'all are powerful, and y'all are paid. Y'all could really be using this platform y'all have to you know, initiate some positive change in the community if you wanted to. So why are you still telling the same old stories of you being a dope dealer, you packing his iron, killing people? Like, that's not your reality anymore. I know it's not, and you know it's not, you know? But in a nice way, not in a way where I was demeaning them, but in a nice but straightforward way, I addressed that in the song, yeah? And it blew up.
And when you see them threes up, man, you already know. Already know what that means. Yeah. Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent. Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Yeah. Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Yeah. Be real, be righteous, be relevant.
So I have an EP out right now. It's on iTunes. You can go support it right now. You hear me? And it's called Threes Up. It's on iTunes. It's doing very well. I'm going on tour with my man PJ Martin around the whole country. And my new project will be coming out in August, actually. I have a new project coming out. And I won't give away too many details, but I'm just going to say it's very Lil Wayne inspired. So I know that has people like, what? Lil Wayne inspired? Yes, it's very Lil Wayne inspired. And you'll see what I mean when it comes out. I think music right now is in a place that it just needs people to be more honest. That's all. I just want people to be more honest. You know, that doesn't have to be a difference between David Augustine, that's me, and D1. You know, it can literally be the same person, except D1 just has a microphone and David Augustine doesn't, you know? So I just think if people were more honest, imagine how many artists have to get into costume every day when it's like, oh, it's time to do an interview. I gotta act like I'm a gangster now and I gotta, you know, dress this way. No, be comfortable, be you. You know what I mean? That's all I like to see is more honesty.
Now, all y'all know I despise the Cowboys, and this woman loves them, which means that she's my enemy for life. Up next, Demetria McKinney talks about touring with R. Kelly and how opening up about her painful past has helped her help others. And wait until you see her sport her very own Ascot. Let's see if she wants to be a member of Ascot Nation. I'm Roland Martin, and you're watching the News One Now Essence Fest special on TV One.
You came on my Periscope. Real dirty, dog. Like, I don't know what I did to you or what them Dallas Cowboys did besides tell you you couldn't be one.
Okay, you might want to get close to your radio.
My deal is we can have an honest conversation where both sides have some issues.
I love it.
I want to officially welcome you to News One Now with Roland Martin.
Folks, she's sassy, stylish, and of course, she's also an actress and a big Cowboys fan, which I just absolutely despise about her. I'm talking about Demetria McKinney. Our News One Now cameras caught up with her at Essence Fest, where she talked about touring with R. Kelly and also her motivations for doing reality TV and opening up about her painful past and how she's trying to help others heal.
Essence is the epitome of what we are. It highlights our passion, our love, our dreams, the positivity that we give to the community. You know, it gives the other side of the story that sometimes isn't told. So I love Essence for that. Y'all try to paint us a totally different way. You know what I mean? We've come here. We haven't had any calamity. We've been having a great time. We've been celebrating one another. We've been supportive of one another. We've been highlighting the contributions we make to the community. Vendors are thriving here. We are a totally different package than what they want to present. And that's what they show here. Music was always my passion. It was always who I am. And getting an opportunity to perform on Pepsi Funk Fest with R. Kelly, signing to E1, has had me on cloud 9. You hear what I'm saying? The album coming out in September, I'm so elated about that. It's called Officially Yours. The current single, Trade It All, is in the 20s. I think it was at like number 23 or so. Yeah, so we're making that dream come true here. When you get up there with legends who know what they're doing, like I've opened for Frankie Beverly, Belbiv DeVoe, Jodeci, SWV, Total. I've been around some of the people that made me want to sing, and they have embraced me. That's been awesome. I haven't had any weird moments, no hateration. Everybody is so very encouraging and welcoming. It's just been a great experience. I designate time to get on social media. I don't go beyond a certain amount of time, because if you sit there and you get enough negativity in you, it can really pee on your campfire. It can be really, really bad. And, you know, there's so many opinions of people who don't know you. They see you for an hour. They think they know what's happened with you because they decided to edit a story a certain way or because they rock with somebody that they ain't never met, never gonna meet. And when they meet them, they ain't gonna like them no way. You know what I mean? So I limit that and I keep myself surrounded with people I know really genuinely love me. My son, Mini-Me, he's always there. My dogs, they love me. My man, who is here, loves. I was gonna say something, but it's Sunday. He loves me. And then I've got a great group of friends that I really, really depend on to keep me in the midst of the insanity that is the music industry and the entertainment world in general. Everybody has their opinions about what should happen and what a relationship is, but if you look at it, let's just take Housewives for example, okay? Couple of them bras got rings. Couple of them bras ain't happy with the ring. Some of them getting a divorce, some of them got remarried, some of them, you know what I mean? Everything is different for each person. As long as he and I are on the same page and we're comfortable in the space we're in, we got this. People assume that you have to be happy as Demetri and McKinney. They look at the shows, they look at who I've gotten to work with, they look at me pursuing my dreams, they look at what I have, and they think automatically I want to do that. They don't know molestation happened in my life, they don't know I've been homeless, they don't know I was a single mom at a young age, they don't know that there's a lot of things that could have broken me down like a fraction, but I made the choice to be happy, and they can too. One time I got a chance to speak and I got the spirit, I guess, hit me to tell my story. And three girls came forward with the exact same story. They had no voice before. They didn't know how to open up the conversation. And they were scared beyond anything that they could do. I was a voice for them. I was a catalyst for their change. And that's when I realized what happened to me wasn't for me. It was for the people that was happening to. You see what I'm saying? Now, the reality thing? Yo, that's a whole different thing. That right there was literally because transferring from acting into music can be really scary. And a 3.5 million person platform is kind of undeniable. So I came in with the mindset to use the platform, use it properly, maintain my brand, and keep my relationship intact. If I had a collar, I'd pop it.
Now, Demetri didn't have a collar to pop, but apparently she was able to get somebody's pocket square and make her own ascot out of it. I'm not sure.
In Roland Martin's absence, excuse me, I sincerely wanted to send him a shout out. It's your girl, Demetri and McKinney. You came on my Periscope. Real dirty, dog. Like, I don't know what I did to you or what them Dallas Cowboys did besides tell you you couldn't be one. But I just wanted to take this moment to show you a little bit of love. Ascot to ascot. You know what I'm saying? We miss you. It was great to Periscope with you for a second. How do you do this for a second? You and Terrence. Sheesh. Miss you. Love you. Looking forward to mocking you some more face-to-face, though. This right here is just kind of weird. It feels good, but it's still a little nutty. Love my girl, love the fam, miss you. Keep doing your thing, I'm so proud of you. I'm gonna buy you a Dallas Cowboys ascot. On my bucket list right now, buddy. That's just gonna be me and you right there, matching ones. Bye.
Now, obviously, Demetri didn't pull off the ascot as well as yours truly, but I'll certainly give her just a little credit for trying. And while she's talking smack, we'll see how well her Cowboys perform this season. You know I hope they simply go 0-16. Next up, two of Hollywood's hottest stars, Keke Palmer and Morris Chestnut, chat about their new projects. I'm Roland Martin, and you're watching the News One Now Essence Fest special on TV One.
Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
Keke Palmer, folks, has been around a long time. And, of course, Morris Chestnut, well, he's had a stellar career as well. Folks, we caught up with both of them at Essence Fest, and they're gearing up for new projects. Keke is talking about her television series, and Morris Chestnut is set to star in a steamy new thriller with Sanaa Lathan.
This has been amazing. This is my first time. I'm 21 now. People always told me I was too young to come to Essence Fest, and I see why. After going to some of the concerts, I'm like, yeah, I needed to have my grown on to come here. But I've had a blast. I love seeing Charlie Wilson. and Missy Elliott. Kevin Hart's new show is amazing, so it's been fun. And definitely look forward to my new show called Scream Queens. It comes out on Fox September 22nd, 8 p.m., two-hour premiere. So a lot of fun, but also some scary stuff going down. So make sure, you know, if some kids are around, let them know what they're in store for. And then also you can catch me doing Grease Live with Fox as well.
I love coming to Essence. You come out, see the fans, there's great energy, and they really appreciated my work throughout all these years, so I love coming back, shaking hands, talking to them, going to the fans all right after this. And then just seeing, you know, everyone perform. Last time I came, I saw Prince perform, and I love to see all the performances.
You think you got a second shot?
She doesn't want anything to do with you.
Probably remembering the sex right now.
Hey, whoa. Shut up!
I'm gonna wipe that smug look off your face.
The one thing I like most about doing the film is just getting back together with Sanaa. You know, we've been in movies together, but we never really had scenes with just she and I. That was cool. Mike is a really great dude, a very great actor, and it was just fun to work with him. I had a great time on the movie, and just seeing everything come together, and the finished product, and the trailer's bananas, so people are gonna enjoy it.
I want a husband and children.
I'm just not ready.
I can't wait for you anymore.
I don't want to lose you.
I don't either.
Three reasons why I shouldn't buy you a drink.
I'm sorry I'm late. You look beautiful.
Why are you still standing here? Walk away. Walk away.
I looked over and looked like you needed a little help.
Same bite like a diamond.
No man in your life?
Not anymore.
Same bite like a diamond.
It shouldn't be so hard.
You're right.
It's simple.
Shine bright tonight.
Nice to meet you.
Aww. Does he have a brother?
Beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Do you want to come with me to my parents for the 4th?
I have these two front row tickets to the Giants game, and I was wondering if you'd go with me.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Would you mind if I take a picture of this car?
Maybe ask my boyfriend when he gets out. It was like a switch went off.
You know I never hurt you, right?
Do I?
Leah, open the door!
You don't know what's in store.
I think I jump into things sometimes.
How about we start over?
I can't believe he's here. He's out there. He's watching me.
That email went out this morning from your account.
My account? Can't you see I've been set up?
You think you got a second shot?
She doesn't want anything to do with you.
Probably remembering the sex right now.
Hey, whoa. Shut up!
I'm gonna wipe that smug look off your face.
So you can't protect me?
I'm doing everything I can within the law.
I want my life back.
Folks, that's it for our News One Now Essence Fest Special Part 2. I want to thank all of you for watching, and I certainly hope you enjoyed all of the coverage from Essence Fest. And again, it was a crazy time in New Orleans this year, and we had a grand time showing you and also experiencing it. I'll be back on Monday bringing the funk. Folks, you have a fantastic weekend. Holla!
Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.